Okay, Tuesday, and it is cold. If I will ever become a millionaire, I am moving to Florida. I had it up to here with temperature under minus 20. On this day in the year 41, Claudius the First, who extended Roman rule in North Africa and made Britain a province of the Roman Empire, was affirmed as emperor. Raised to the post one day after the murder of his nephews, Caligula. In 2022, in Italy, Prime Minister Mario Draghi remains the lead candidate to succeed Sergio Mattarella as head of the state for the next 7 years. But a deal is unlikely to be reached until later in the week. Canadian far right see the so-called Freedom Convoy as an opportunity. You know, the hundreds of truckers heading from BC to Ottawa. They're protesting against masks and mandates as well. However, the online far right movement, some on Twitter, they're hoping the protest will be Canada's version of last year's January 6th riot in Washington. So you could see where the imagination goes for these people. The Globe and Mail has a full article and you are welcome to read it. From the far left, Antifa army of online trolls threaten violence to shut down a conference featuring Andy Go, a journalist. In turn, the Dartmouth College administrator gave the extremists exactly what they wanted. The college canceled the in-person event to the last minute, citing vague safety issues. It's unbelievable. Even the universities and the higher learning establishment, it's becoming the same thing as journalism, which is not a calling anymore. You're an institution of higher learning. You're going to cancel a free speech event because some people use different VPNs because they're too scared to use their own computer, write threats on the internet? Come on now. Universities should be better than politicians and journalists. In Russia, it appears the invasion is imminent, according to different sources. I mean, we've been hearing this for a couple days now. However, apparently they're still negotiating. It all depends what kind of deals will be reached in the back rooms and if the politicians at the top do not find a way to find to establish reason, there might be an armed conflict, which will be very unfortunate for a lot of innocent people. It's a struggle already to live in Ukraine. Can you imagine how you'll have a conflict there of magnitude proportions? It will be devastating for the local population, but they're just pawns in a bigger game. We will end with a great quote from Seneca, "Only time can heal what reason cannot."